Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carrie.
And on today's show, we're talking about life in the desert. Just keep going. Just keep going. Stay tuned.
Adventure. We explored the desert in Death Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jen?
Right. And we spent some time in something called Mosaic Canyon, which we were told by our tour guide or our ranger. I keep wanting to call him a tour guide, but he certainly was.
He's a park ranger.
Park ranger. And he said, go check out Mosaic Canyon. And so we did. And we went in, and it was really like bumpy road. And it took us, it was like it said 2.5 miles, but it took us 20 minutes on that road because it was just so like jittery. And so we get in there and we get our stuff, and it was started off very beautiful. It was nice, and we're like, okay, this is good. And then as we got in, it got actually very difficult for, I'd say, well, there was some climbing. You had to climb up over some rocks.
Marble. It's slippery marble.
Probably about 2 feet high, but there's no places to step, and if you had issues with mobility, then it looked quite difficult. And it was interesting because we got through it no problem because we're fairly fit and active. And but then there was some other people behind us that were a little bit older, well, maybe a lot older,
like a good 30 years older.
All right, a lot older. and they were actually struggling with getting up over these marble barriers. And a couple was coming back and they said, don't worry, this is the toughest part, just keep going. Like after this it just widens right out and becomes wonderful walking area. And so I found that was really encouraging to them. Well, then we found out, like, we kept walking and it was beautiful.
So little tiny tracks you could walk on, up a big like dune almost, and you could look over into a canyon. It was just incredible. Totally worth the effort to get there. And so we kind of had a role reversal on our way back, eh, Jen?
Yes.
We started encouraging the people who were stopped and really considering whether or not to keep going. We said, no, you've got to keep going, get through this part, and it's going to be amazing and well worth the effort.
Yes. And one couple, they're right at the very beginning. And it's very flat at the beginning, so it can be very deceiving at the beginning. It's very flat, and you just go through this canyon, and it's beautiful. And so I said to them, just so you know, it's beautiful here, but a little bit around the corner, you can't see. It gets difficult, and there's like about 2 foot high marble slabs that you have to climb over. But it's so worth it, just to keep going. And he's like, well, how difficult? Like this kind of difficult? And it was just like shale rock that you were walking over, which really wasn't difficult. I would say it was quite easy. And I said, no. Like, you got to do a little bit of climbing, but it's well worth it on the other side. Because we walked through these wonderful, like, polished marble canyons. And we were able, as Carrie said, to walk along some tops of cliffs almost and look down. And it was so worth it. But if we had given up,
we wouldn't have seen it.
We never would have seen it.
So we kind of reflected on how, like in our lives, there are certain people who were represented by the people we encountered on our way into the canyon. So maybe there are some people in your life who they don't want to go with you that extra mile. They say, oh, you know what, let's just turn around, let's save time, let's not put the effort in, or it looks too dangerous, let's pack it in. And I know that there have been people, you know, in my life that way, who weren't exactly the most encouraging. And on the flip side, there have been those people who have been right there with me, who have said, I've been there ahead of you.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, it gets better. Carry on, you can do it.
Yeah, just keep going. And we need those people in our lives. And I guess, you know, I struggle because we're told to love everyone. We're told to love everyone. Even, I want to say, the Debbie Downers, even though I have a couple Debbies in my life and they are not downers whatsoever, but but they can be termed that way, Debbie Downers, where they're just
How'd that start anyway? I don't know.
I don't know. But it's like they're just negative about everything. Negative. No, you can't do that. No, that's too hard. You're going to fail. Like, don't even do that. And they don't see the possibilities. And it's like they still need to be loved and they still need to be encouraged. And it's possible that sometimes in their life that they might have just been discouraged and they were never encouraged. They were always taught to see the negative side of things. And I'm just going to turn the camera a little bit so you can see the road that we're going down. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I don't think you can. That's so sad. You're going to get the rearview mirror. Look behind us from Carrie's perspective, and you'll get to see where we went. But it's beautiful. Just Google Death Valley. Anyways, but maybe they've been discouraged in their own life. And so it's like, okay, what is my responsibility then in bringing them up? And I was saying to Carrie as we were walking out, it totally reminded me of in Pilgrim's Progress in the Slough of Despond, where Christian is coming out from the city and somebody comes and he chases after him and he says, well, let me walk with you. And Christian fully welcomes him to journey with him. Well, they get to the Slough of Despond where it says, then all of the yuck of the world just pours in, all the worries and cares and heaviness just pours right in. And Christian gets stuck there. And this other man, I can't remember what his name is, also gets stuck there with Christian. And he turns to Christian and he says, if this is what this journey is all about, well, then I want nothing to do with it. And he actually found it quite easy then to turn around. And Christian, he did not want to turn around. And yet he could not get out of the Slough of Despond without help. Somebody actually came along and helped Christian. He pulled him out. And so, and being encouraging isn't about
not being a realist.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because, you know, people sometimes have, I don't want to say made fun of, but kind of given me a hard time about seeing the world with rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when a situation seems tough. I don't have a positive attitude because I don't realize what's going on, but some
right.
people misinterpret it in that way.
Right.
And maybe sometimes I haven't been the most clear in saying, no, I actually get what's going on here, but here's the hope in the situation.
Right. Like, where's the hope? It's not saying, oh, that didn't happen mm-hmm. or that wasn't terrible. That's not what it is at all. You can actually admit, this is hard. This sucks. This didn't go the way I wanted to, but we're going to move on.
Yeah.
This is what I learned from this situation.
And we stopped at a general store in the middle of the desert. And it seems that we found these bookmarks and sayings that it was like advice from the desert.
Here it is
here.
Oh, good.
And it seems that the desert kind of brings out the issue of perseverance, the issue of
yes.
patience, the issue of planning ahead, all these different things that you need to consider when you're going through the desert. So
yes.
what does it say, Jen?
Well, let me just read this a little bit to you. It says, advice from Death Valley. Find beauty in unexpected places. Conserve your resources, which is interesting. It's like, conserve your resources. Use your resources. Be careful how you use them, which is very interesting. Embrace change. Travel life's peaks and valleys. And it was very interesting. While we were in the Mosaic Canyon, there was this one trail that I kept saying to Carrie, oh, that'd be so cool. It'd be so cool to climb up. But we just simply didn't have time because we had other things that we wanted to do. And it was just one of those moments where it's like you had to make choices. You just have to make choices and then stick with it and go with it. So embrace change. Travel life's peaks and valleys. Don't desert your friends.
I'm glad about that.
And that happens so many times because what would happen is my legs are quite sore actually from all of the hiking that we've been doing, and Carrie will wait for me and she'll turn around and she'll grab my hand or she'll say, do you want me to hold your bag? And I'm making myself sound like a really old crotchety woman.
She's not. She doesn't really need my help.
But it's so kind of her to wait. So kind of her to
and
wait.
And Jen waits for me.
And so it's like, okay, like, who are some of those friends that you need to actually maybe be waiting for? Like, instead of just plowing ahead, like, do you need to be waiting for some friends? Like, are you the type to just keep moving forward and not even turn around and see who's with you? And, like, it's, like, we need to be mindful of where our friends are at. Be patient through dry spells and show your true grit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which and who's the author for that, Jen?
The author for that is, I-L-A-N, Island?
Mm-hmm.
Island Shamir.
Island Shamir. Probably been through the desert.
Probably has been through the desert. And, yeah, it was just so interesting as we walked through there, and we walked along this one edge, and it was interesting because we've said this now a couple times. It's always easier on the way up.
Yeah.
It's always easier on the way up, and we were walking along this one edge, and we were like, we don't tell these things to our parents until, you know, after the fact. But basically, it was like this, and we were walking along the top, and Carrie's like, don't look down. Don't look down. And I'm like, okay. And so we got up there because we wanted just to do the experience. And that's why this thing, when it said, you know, travel life's peaks and valleys, we wanted to see what was up there. We wanted to try it out. Mm-hmm. And we did it at our own pace. We certainly didn't race up there. But once we got up there and we started, we turned around, I said to Carrie, oh, it's windy up here.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Yeah. And when we go through life's deserts and valleys, that's when the Lord says that He will be with us. He promises to be with us. He guides us. I think it's Psalm 63 says that He leads us in the daytime with His loving kindness, and at nighttime His song is over us.
Mm.
Maybe you could look that one up, Jen, but He promises to be with us. And we can trust Him because of His character, that when we've experienced Him in the lush parts of our life, we know then that He's going to be with us in the desert and to provide for us. And as we're going through the desert, I mean, right now it's kind of cold. So we, like, sleeping in this camper van, it's cold, man.
It is.
There's no heater. And we're in the desert and you think it's going to be so hot. It's not hot. It's
yes.
cold because this is their winter. Yeah, it's cold. It's dry, it's cold.
Which is very interesting because as we're talking about life in the desert in a couple of shows here, and we never would have thought that there was life in the desert. And the fact that we see like how everything has adapted to being here. And like hearing about the bushes and the trees, and I'm amazed at how God has provided beauty in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that has been going over my mind a lot, actually, because we struggle with what goes on in the desert, like the desert times of our lives. We just struggle so much. We're like, God, are you even there? And are you listening? And yet, if we were wise or if we were willing, we would actually say, Lord, show me your beauty.
Yeah.
And as the psalm says, and this is Psalm 63, it says, I have seen you in this sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I'll praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with riches of foods. Now he's saying, like that first part, oh God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. But he is saying, I'm dry.
Mm-hmm.
I am dry. Okay, as we go past this thing, you got to check this out through the back window. Can you see that? Yeah, that's cool, eh? You guys are getting a rear view mirror here. But you're going through a dry time, and he said, but I have seen you in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So he has experienced God. 22 more miles. We're doing well.
Miles, not kilometers.
Not kilometers.
Got it.
Miles. So he spent time with the Lord. He has seen, he has experienced the goodness of God. And it's that goodness of God that is carrying him through. So even though he's going through a dry spell, he's like, I will choose to glorify in the Lord. I will choose to glorify in the Lord. So it doesn't matter that it's a dry spell. Mm-hmm. He is choosing to see the beauty. He's choosing to look around. He's choosing to keep moving forward. He's choosing not to get discouraged. He said, I will, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of food. And I just think, like, he's making a choice to serve the Lord in spite of the darkness, dryness in the valley.
Yeah. And can you just read the first verse again? First and second verse?
Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
You know what I find interesting about that? His soul is thirsty, but his body is longing. And his actual soul, his spiritual self, is thirsting and the body is longing. Like when I ask, when I'm going through a hard time or if having a harder day, what am I really thirsting for? I'm thirsting for to get through this. I'm longing to get through it. But the psalmist is saying, I'm longing for God. I'm longing for the one who's going to be able to sustain me and love me and provide for me. Mm-hmm. And his soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you today. We always say this. We're not sure where you're at because we don't know who is watching. And I was just sharing with Carrie, you know, we've had like 4.6 million views on the show. And we're like,
who is watching us?
So some of you we know are going through a tough valley, a dry spell. You feel like you're going through the desert. And we want to encourage you to keep moving. To, you know, find those people who encourage you. And if it's the Word of God, read the Word of God. We're hoping that you find encouragement in the Word of God, because we do. Be careful about the Debbie Downers that you listen to, and make sure they're not sucking you out and giving you discouragement. Surround yourself with people. Ask people to pray for you, saying, you know what, I'm struggling. And I say that to Carrie often. I'm like, Carrie, I'm struggling right now. I need you to pray for me. And I find that when we actually invite people into our dry desert times, it's encouraging, especially if they're people who pray. People who travel with you in your spiritual journey. So we just want to take a moment and pray for you, and let's do that now. Carrie's going to keep watching the road.
I'll keep watching the road.
So Father God, I thank you so much that even though we walk through dry, desert-like times in our life, that you put beauty all along the way. You put people in our lives to encourage us, to build us up. Would you protect us from the people who drain us, Lord God? And Lord, would you inspire us? Would you remind us of how you have provided for us in the past? And because you have provided for us in the past, you will provide for us in the future. As this passage says, Psalm 63, because I have seen you in the sanctuary, I will choose to praise you every day, despite the dry desert that I'm going through now. And so, Father God, I ask that you would bless our viewers. Bless Carrie and I as we travel through this desert physically. And Lord God, that you would be honored and glorified in all things. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. So if you have a chance to support us, if you have some time, if you can go onto our webpage and check out our sponsors and just see if you need to do any shopping, go to amazon.com, also to Patreon. Remember what the website is?
Org. It's on our partners page. And I've checked it out and subscribed to that myself, so that every episode that plays, you could be contributing 25 cents, a dollar, $2. It's really going to help us to keep this on the air. So just wanted to thank Category 5 TV and Robbie Ferguson. This van's having a bit of trouble here. Thanks to Robbie for making this show possible, and thank you for tuning in again, and we hope that you will join us on the road next week
as we continue with Life in the Desert. Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Baby. Oh, man.
I think we're inclining.
We are. We're already at like 2,000. Ooh.